Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Fuck yeah!
Something's back. All right. Greetings.
Good to see you, Lyle.
Thanks for coming back, Zach.
My pleasure.
That rhymed.
Yep. You're on today.
I didn't even...
I'm in for it.
You're in for it. Yeah, man, it's going to be a good one. What's your name?
Blind Mike.
Why do they call you Blind Mike?
I can't see, Chip.
You can't see Chip? Well, you want to thank your lucky stars. You could, you're pecking me standing straight up, you know, said Chipperson. Can you not see anything at all, or can you only see a little shapes?
I'm, like, visually impaired, so it's right under the driving limit.
You can't drive?
No, I cannot. And then
part
also,
Asian.
Yeah, that's also,
just that eye.
And yeah, that's why I'm so squinty, you know? And then, like lights, I'm super light sensitive as well. So like, you know, it makes, I don't have like, so a lot of people have like blue, green, brown eyes. I just have black eyes. There's nothing.
Oh, new. Like a doll's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Your mom loves black eyes, right?
Well, hold on a second. The pupils.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they're not pupils. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Irises.
So your eyes are just black.
That's
black
right.
Eyes, like a doll's eyes. They roll way back when he's eating.
What's that from, Chip?
Just a funny thing he thought of.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow,
I liked
very
it.
Original.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, so you can see a little bit. As long as you can hear Yuma.
Right, right, right. And by the way, I don't need sight to have a hard pecker.
God.
Just your voice.
That's, I like this kid. You've passed your audition already. BM, that's not a good nickname. I'll just call you Blind Mike. BM is not a nice nickname.
I liked it.
So you got a girlfriend?
No. I have actually some trouble getting girls.
Why?
Insecurity, probably.
I understand. I got the same thing. I got a big heart.
Well, you know what they say about big hearts.
Yep, strokes.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they say.
Oh, wait, let me ask you something. Why are you having trouble? Let Daddy work on it. Because I'm good, like, confidence
building. Ooh. Closing the deal, getting her back to the place is usually, I can talk to girls all day.
Finding your way.
This is my house. It's a
I think.
It's an alley. So wait, you'll talk to a girl, like, let's just say you've seen Zia.
Yeah.
Right now, she's kind of dressed, like, very casual.
Very casual today.
Not quite ready for the podcast visually.
I'm so sorry, Chip. All my clothes are covered in dust from the carpets, and so I just didn't have much to wear. I had, like, this and one other t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. What was she going to do, come naked or something?
Boy, I hope so.
Fuck yeah.
We're racy. All right, let's say you've seen Zia, obviously, like, this, standing outside a trailer somewhere.
Right.
Yelling at a relative that she just slept with. drinking some sort of a grain alcohol in that outfit. What would you say to
curling
Ben?
Her hair with cans of past blue ribbon?
What else are you supposed to do with the empty cans?
Yeah, exactly. What would you say to this extra from a Billy Bob Thornton film?
I had a really good line the other day that I said to Zia.
Oh, I hope you did a tutor.
Yeah, well, that's probably why the line came to me, to be honest. And I walk up to you and I said, you're here. That's why I was blushing.
That was very smooth. Yeah. Mike is getting very smooth.
Were you blushing?
Because of her?
I blush sometimes, too. What makes you blush?
Oh, a pretty girl like this Hawaiian beaut.
Aw.
Beaut. Mike. You should never say beaut. You should say, like, beauty. She's okay. A real that was a beaut. Cause that usually
I
want to
stick it in her beaut.
Fucking Dudley Moore had a messed up beaut. Fucking yeah, you should. No, a beaut is really bad. That's what fucking Joe Pesci said in Casino. Ah, they give me this fucking beaut. It usually means bad, so you ought to call her a beauty.
Yeah, I'm assuming dame would be the same. You don't call them dames.
No, anymore. Not even if the queen said they were. Never dame. Old broad.
Unless you're a dame to kill, then I'm here for it.
What's that?
A dame to remember?
I don't know that one. So how would you rap with Zia?
Oh, all right. So I would, where are we again? You said grain alcohol.
We're on outside a trailer. She's outside of a trailer. She's had a fight with her old man. She's got a black eye and she's having a beer.
Yeah, yeah. My cousin boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's holding a baby of unspecified race.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one arm kind of, kid's kind of dangling back and she's drinking a fucking brewski.
It's just before it gets taken away from CPS.
CPS? Yeah. Wait, what are you shipping a package?
That's UPS.
Oh, goddamn it, babe. Cut that out. I'm going to look like a stupid
ass.
That
was almost good.
Thanks.
I see where that was.
Messed up.
Yeah, you did your best.
Do you guys have CPS here?
What's that?
Do you guys have CPS here? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, sure. They're a great network.
I like the pharmacy better, to be honest.
No, that's CVS. That don't work.
Whoops. Oopsies. I would walk up to Zia. And I would say, I would walk up to you and I'd say, hey, what are you doing out here?
She'd say, sir, you're facing the wall.
What do you got going on today?
I'm just here feeding little Clyde, and then I'm going to go on out for another beer run.
Oh, I would say, let's go together. I have a spot that I can show you that we can get the best beer prices in town.
Sure, you park right next to this place, the entrance.
Yeah, you got to drive, though, you drunk bitch.
How many beers you had?
What, me?
How many beers you had?
Who can count?
All right, you're good to drive. That's less than
usually
me.
Usually people who can see.
A blind drunk.
So
fuck
far.
Yeah.
I mean the Lord may have struck down his sight, but he enhanced his funny bone.
That's not the only bone that's been enhanced.
Oh, you got a big pecker?
I would say I'm pretty well endowed.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Big fucking pecker.
I can see Chip whenever you wear those pants.
Oh yeah, kid. Oh, the corduroys, babe.
Yeah.
My corduroys. All right. So how old are you, by the way?
I just turned 24 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, Lyle.
Oh, what'd you get for your birthday?
I'm hoping a blowjob, but we have to find the person.
Yeah, that would help. You only got a few hours left and it ain't looking good. Oh, God damn it. They touched that nose. I don't want to suck your pecker. Oh, God damn it.
How
is this your birthday and Norton gets a gift?
I even have some prosthetic boobs that he can borrow to make it more appealing.
Ooh,
special treat for the boy in the corduroys.
Yeah, corduroys.
What about
corduroy? What are you, 75% Siegfried?
Oh, fucking corduroy! I was gonna say the tiger show corduroy in his fucking teeth.
So, Chip, what would you recommend I do for my birthday?
Did you have a birthday cake?
I did not.
Did you go out for dinner? Did you go out for supper with your friends?
My friends are in Philly.
You don't have any friends in Big Apple?
Not yet.
Zach's
your
friend?
Can you be my first friend?
But what about Zach?
Oh.
I'll be your friend.
Yes, I would love to go to a bar with Zachary.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Mike. I'll take you out sometime. I can't go today, but I'll take you out sometime.
Why not today? What are you doing?
I gotta go out. No, because I gotta go to my sister-in-law's house. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
That's right. I actually got him his alcohol for that.
Yes, I sent him on a liquor store run so I could bring a nice bottle of Jameson.
Some fucking brewskis. Yeah, that's nice. Where's your family?
My family is in King of Prussia.
What are you doing for Turkey Day?
Probably eating in.
Just by yourself?
No, with my family.
Oh, all right.
But then hopefully I'm eating out.
Yeah.
Nice.
With your family?
Yeah. Yeah, whose cootie are you gonna tickle? Mom or grandma?
Hopefully both at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Fucking one on top of the other. You go from asshole to asshole with two cooties in between.
Sounds like a goddamn good time.
Fuck yeah.
Interracial turducken. He's turfucking.
Tofurky?
What about it? Let's hear it.
It's for vegans.
Yeah.
What are you grateful for?
You. I mean, getting to be on the show all the time. It's my dream.
He stole my answer. This is the best part of my week, Chip. I don't know what I would do without you. Oh. Oh
I like that he did the shocker.
Cool handshake.
What are you
see how he did the shocker while he did
that's his subliminal messaging.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Two thumbs in the stink, nothing in the pink. Scratch it up with your nails.
Chip, I don't know if that's how that goes.
Oh, no wonder everybody unhappy. Two in the stink, red thumbnails.
Oh.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Better red than brown, I guess.
Oh, wow. It was a combination. I was just leaving that part out.
Oh, no. Just like a Pollock painting afterwards.
Two in the back and cup in the sack.
Yeah, fucking, my fingers will wreck her while I tug a pecker.
Hey!
Damn, dude, I didn't expect to get hard on the podcast.
Hey, what are you grateful for?
I'm kidding. What? What am
I
grateful for?
What are you grateful for in life?
Oh, I mean, podcasts. Like this one. Not just this one, but like just in general, because it's my lifeblood. I promote for Gas Digital, and I love doing it. And so I'm just grateful for all the content creators that make it possible for me to be able to support them.
Let me ask you a question. How did you come to work at Gas Digital? Give Chips a little background.
Well, you might know my friend Dave Temple.
We have a mutual friend. I do, yes. I worship at him. Indulge me.
I went to his university.
Oh, goddamn. If he got fat, he'd be a Templeton.
I rub him when I have a headache.
I love his cousin Shirley.
Oh, wait, she was on What's Happened? Oh, that's Hemphill.
That it is. Yeah, so he used to go live on Instagram with this show called Unpopular Opinions. And one day I went on it, and he thought I was funny, and I wanted to kind of make the show better because it was just an Instagram live show. So I said, let me help you market yourself a little bit better. And he just happened to start doing a podcast at Gas Digital at the same time I started working for him. And so...
They stole you from Dave.
Well, kind of. But I was also... I was working for Dave, but then I started selling ads for the network as well. And so... they said, you're doing such a good job. Why don't you come and do the social media here? So,
yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. She knows my weakness.
My turn.
Sorry, Chip.
Touch his finger. I'm telling you. If it doesn't jump like in your pants, yeah. It's dead.
Did you ever tell Chip how I fed you marshmallows?
You fed me marshmallows and grapes.
Yes.
Oh, it's nice, like Caligula.
I got to come on a podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, lucky you. What were you doing?
That's why I keep coming back.
Did you make a coma?
No, they were massaging my hands, though, while Mike fed me grapes. And I got to tell you, I wish I could do that every week, too.
I give a good massage.
Do
I
you?
Believe it. Yep.
Let's see. Massage my hand a little bit.
Wait, what does it say?
Best massage I've ever gotten.
Read it while you're there.
Read a palm?
Yeah, tell me what it says.
It says, my coat is wet.
Finally. Took you long enough.
That's the most, Chip, that's the most accurate any palm reader's ever been. I'm impressed with your skills.
Do you believe in that stuff? Palm
wet cooters? I've never seen one.
Yeah, I didn't know they were supposed to lubricate on their own.
No.
Like an oven.
You know what I call it, Chip?
What? Go. What do you call it? Go. Floor's yours.
Skin braille.
What's that when you reach down and give it a little?
No, not the cooter. The palm reading.
Oh.
Because you're blind.
Yeah.
How was the massage?
It was great, Chip. I feel relaxed. I'll try to do it with style. This hand feels amazing. I definitely won't need to get another one later. Absolutely not.
That's nice. Yeah. Cool. As long as you feel better.
Thanks,
When's the last time you got laid?
Skankfest.
Oh, you did? How
was
it?
That was my first time also.
You were a virgin?
That's right.
How'd you meet the girl?
On a podcast.
Oh, was she pretty?
I mean...
That's a no.
Eddie's blind.
Yeah, Zach was also my wingman in this exchange.
Oh, boy, I must have been a fucking...
Hey,
must have flown in circles.
I am your fucking friend, by the way.
Thank you.
You said I went... Yeah, who fucking put that in your direction?
You're right, thank you. Also, cool. Legion of Skanks did, so, Chip, I don't know if you're aware, but Legion of Skanks is a big podcast. It was at Skankfest.
I understand.
And they invited me on stage, and also invited this... female on stage, and she gave me penalingus.
She saw Chewbacca?
On stage in front of 300 people, and then I took her back to her place.
Let me ask you, were you flaccid?
Yes, the entire time. That's why they call me Soft Mike now.
When you got home, right?
Nope. I couldn't get. I took her back to the hotel, and I stuck it in, and it soft the entire time.
Cause you had a condom on.
I did not.
Good boy. Yeah. Good boy. I was testing you. You passed.
I learned from the best, Lyle.
Jim would also approve.
Oh yeah, Jim sure would. Did you thumb it in?
I mean, I was able to stick it in, but nothing would happen once it was in there.
Wait, so did you finish?
Nope.
You didn't come?
Nope.
Were you trying to pump it and just keep the head in there and hopefully the little motion we get
on? I'm so glad someone finally understands me.
Yep.
Yeah, you left the head in there and you try not to pull back too far so it pops out. And you're hoping that the little kaplook kaplook.
You're hoping the warmth is going to set it off.
And it doesn't. And then I'm like, babe, you got to do some work here. You got to, start moving things and nothing happens.
Oh, you can't put it on her.
Right.
Hey, babe, what are you doing over there? You got to go down there and go, look, I'm not comfortable. Why weren't you comfortable? Lyle. Were you nervous?
Well, Zach, you could just...
What do you think, Zach?
No, you were nervous. It's okay.
She also wasn't... We said she wasn't a looker.
Never say that about a woman on a podcast.
This. Yeah, no. Fucking... She was willing to bang you. You got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, because I'm not a looker either, to be fair.
You can't look at anything.
Exactly. You're a feeler around her.
You're
a smeller or a hearer.
you're a point me in the right direction.
she was all right.
How fat?
I don't know. I can't see. This one, I'm going to stay blind on.
Oh, I understand. When you put it in, did you have to wrap your arms around it like that? Did you have to climb on? Did you lick the cuda?
Oh, no, I did not do that. I should have done that.
She sit on your face? Did you eat a hiney?
Nope.
Did she have any roids?
I fingered her.
Oh, that's nice.
We tried to have a roid, a best hemorrhoids competition nobody on this podcast. Entered. Well, not only did nobody enter, Craigslist took my post down and sent me a warning.
What did it say?
They were like, you can't post stuff like that on here. If you do it again, you'll get banned from the site permanently. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh. Craigslist. What is that, a list of Craigs or something?
Yeah, fucking like that. Believe me, it lives and dies with Schenkel. Craig Schenkel's a good friend of mine, Craig, if you're watching, But,
how do you feel about Doug Bell?
He's doing well for himself.
Yeah,
and
it was so sad. I'm so glad he's bounced back.
Oh, me too. I got to be honest. I'm so happy people wear the Bell shirts to fucking Bob Kelly shows. Likes Bob up. He loves it so much. He's on stage doing his thing, and he's got to look out at some guy with Asperger's sitting there like this with a fucking Doug Bell head on. It really does warm my heart.
Nick and I wore Doug Bell shirts to go see Bobby. Jim very kindly got us.
He gifted
last
you
minute.
A couple.
Yes, he did.
Did it have anything to do that you post the photos and your underpants? That fucking get Jim motivated to send you shirts.
Maybe that's why he keeps sending me shirts.
Yeah.
If it works, I'll.
They're
keep
not even
doing
his
it.
Shirts anymore. The fucking Bob shirts. Fucking who else's shirts can I say?
Fucking. I don't know about.
See, me too. After Bob, I couldn't think of a name.
Tim?
Do you still talk to
Tim
Edgar?
Is great.
Okay.
Who?
Edgar.
Edgar's good people. I love Edg.
How do you feel about Uncle Paul?
I don't talk to him anymore. He's in trouble.
What did he do?
Some sort of an incident.
Uh-oh.
There's some allegations.
There's some allegations. Something about he stole a Santa outfit and went into a mall. And he was trying to search somebody for candy in the back.
In the back of the mall or in the back of the boy?
Inside the little Santa house.
Oh, no.
And it was the middle of 4th of July.
Yeah, he was sweltering. His gout was bothering him.
Oh, Uncle Paul, always getting into trouble.
Yeah, he sure
did. His feet swelled. He couldn't get the boots off.
Yeah, the police arrested him.
His suit got stuck when he tried to take it off.
They took fingernail scrapings and he got in trouble.
They took him out of the scalp with tweezers.
Yeah, it's a bad scene. I haven't talked to Uncle P in a while. Yeah. Schenkel is still as nutty as they come, though,
Yeah, they got a whole list of them.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Craig. He's hard to listen to.
Oh, yeah. I like when he does his poetry.
Yeah, it's really
nice.
It's nice,
yeah.
So you going to see family?
Yeah, I'm going to go spend the holiday with my sister-in-law and her husband.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I get along really well with them.
What do they do?
He's a cop and...
Oh, shit. Keep me away from because I don't need to get locked up in a bogey.
Yeah, we get along really well with him. And then my wife's cousin will be there as well.
What kind of cop is he?
Subway.
Oh, okay. So that's
Sandwich
good.
Trap.
I was just,
you do it.
I was gonna go. What is he in a sandwich shop?
Nah. It's still good.
Yeah, it still worked. They could use both of them when they cut this together later.
Of course.
So who's picking you up tomorrow?
After this podcast, I'm going to take the bus down to Philly.
They make you take the bus? Where are you going to get the bus from?
Penn Station, probably.
Oh, so you can get around.
Yeah.
Penn Station, what about Pencil Station?
Yeah, what about fucking,
Crayon Station.
Paintbrush Station.
Highlighter Station.
Chalk Station.
Marker Town.
That was the best one, Jeff. That's it.
Thanks, babe. I love my corduroys. They feel good.
What about quarter gyms?
God damn it. I was going to say that one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jeff.
When are you coming back?
I don't know yet. Probably Monday.
So when you go on Legion of Skanks, are they nice to you?
The nicest.
They tried to get you late. I guess that's nice.
That's the nicest
good friends.
You can get. Yeah.
That's good friends. And you failed miserably.
I know. Do you have any advice for me, Lyle?
Yeah, I would say, listen, you got to go in there and don't put any pressure on yourself. What I do is I go in and I go, babe, simmer down because you're about to get the best fucking dick you ever had.
That is confidence right there.
Yeah, and I'll set up a couple of cameras and I'll go, let's live stream it.
And what happens then?
She pisses on him.
sometimes there is a struggle. I realize I've overshot the mark.
Wait, if she's pissing on you and you're live, would you call that a stream?
That's vulgar. We can't say that type of joke.
Oh, okay.
God damn it. We got to cut that out. Don't laugh at that stuff.
Sorry.
What's your name? Blind Jerry?
Yeah.
It's not nice, Jerry. I'll get you laid.
Where's your friend Tom?
She always brings me back to humor.
I try, Chip. I don't want you to get too serious.
We're going to get you laid.
Awesome.
All right. Here's the directions from Chipperson. Any fan of this show, if you
male or female.
Yep. Who might be willing to open their hole for him, email us.
And that's no putt-putt.
What's no putt-putt?
Hole, because mini golf have holes.
You're gonna be a welcome guest on this show. Fit right in. Perfect for this program. What are the podcasts you do here? Come on.
I've done.
Get on me with a tail.
I've done Zach's show.
I haven't been invited.
It's a damn shame. I hope he has you on sometime. It's a great program. And then
what's it called?
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Ah, it seems like a fun one.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, shit. Chip, you have an open invite, but I will have somebody contact you soon.
I've never been asked. I don't want to make it awkward.
Nothing would make me happier.
No,
does it bode well that I asked a blind person to be on my movie watching show before you? No.
No, it does not because
I'm sure that's hurtful.
It's hurting my feelings.
I'm very sorry.
I don't know if I'm available.
I understand.
See when.
I love Koi Chip.
Yeah, what am I, a fucking fish or something?
You got a pond to be outside
the office. Oh, my fucking Joe or something?
I also have a podcast I do where I...
what's it called?
Gas Now. It's a wrap-up show for all the Gas
Digital
podcasts.
Oh, shit. Oh, wrap-up. All right.
We react to podcast clips.
Oh. You and Natalie?
That's right.
I love
who is a lead engineer here at Gas Digital.
Natalie Cuomo?
No.
Who's Natalie?
This is a better Natalie.
Who's Natalie?
Natalie, did
from
she...
the facts of life?
I hope so. I would love to do a podcast with her, too.
You know who she is? Mindy Cohen. You know who she is?
Yep.
Delightful. She was Rubenesque. Remind me of my mother in the ankle area.
So she had nice meaty ankles.
Nice.
Good for her.
I hate thin ankles.
You don't like thin ankles?
No.
Are my ankles too thin, Chip? You gotta tell me.
Yeah.
Is that a little... That's quite
this
shift.
Is flirt.
Yeah, I like when a girl, when you press on their ankle, your fingerprint stays in there for a little while.
Like yeah, I like that too. Like a big piece of Play-Doh. I like it when the thigh and the ankle are the same width.
Yeah, absolutely.
How sexy is that? Like a big kilobus.
Yeah.
Hey, if the world ever ends, you won't go hungry, so there's that.
You mean you can eat the lady's fat little juicy thighs?
Yes, you can.
It's the only thing you can eat.
Wait, what else? Go ahead, say it.
The cooter or something.
Are you a good dirty talker? Girls like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you so sopping down there, it's going to be like someone poured lakes in your underpants, and then we'll see.
Wow.
Wow, Chip.
Yeah.
I slide right off this chair.
I understand. Are you a good dirty talker?
Probably not.
You ever spank a girl?
Ooh, can I try? Zia?
You want to spank?
Yes.
Let's go, Mike.
Oh.
Give me your best shot.
Hold on a second.
Please miss.
Right. Hey, that was actually pretty good.
I just got back from the gym, so hopefully.
Oh, was it too hard?
No, that was nice.
Had a good sound to it.
All right, Chip, now let's see your spank. We'll do a spank competition. Wait, I got to move into the camera. There we go. That was fantastic.
Dead on.
I love
it. Mike, I'm
sorry. Who did it better?
I got to be honest, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, who did it better?
I'm sorry, Mike. I got to give it to Chip. That
I don't
was
blame
a,
you. That was impressive.
That was
I don't know.
Oh, bashful Chip. Hello.
I like
that
Koi
was a
Chip.
Good spanking. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know how to get it going on.
Really?
Of course.
I know what I'm going to do with myself after this.
I know. You're probably going to hop off the seat or whatnot. Anyway, this is too sensible.
Yeah, wow.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Chip?
Probably going to fuck a couple girls.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, yeah.
Party a little bit.
Pound a little cooter, fucking have a few brewskis, watch the football game.
Chip's living the dream.
Good for you, buddy.
Chip, are you paying attention to the World Cup?
Oh, now what do you got?
Are you paying attention to the World Cup? That's all.
The World Cup? No, I don't like
it. It protects the world's balls.
No, I don't watch it. My mother used to like it.
What was her team?
She liked the Brazilians because of Pelé.
Oh, okay. All right.
She used to go, I'd pay him to lay me, Lyle. And she would laugh, and I would never think it was funny. I would go, Ma, that's tawdry talk.
Yeah, you don't want to think about your mom like that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that must have been a bummer when...
I seen it on video.
You saw your mom on video?
Yeah.
Getting...
I'm going to say what happened.
Oh, no.
There's a guy in Umbro soccer shorts.
What was he doing?
What she wanted Pelé to do.
Which was...
Kick her in the head upside down.
I wish it was something that dignified. No, he was giving her a hump where the shit comes out.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. That was direct.
That was what she said. What are you looking
Good
at?
Her.
Oh, just
nothing. Absolutely nothing. Shapes and colors.
So how detailed can you see?
Detailed enough to see that beautiful plaid jacket you have on.
Can you see my how many fingers I got up?
What is it, 7 or something?
God damn.
How about me?
So you could see, could you read the clock on the TV?
Yeah, it says 5:44.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Pretty good.
But I can't see the clock. I don't know if you can see it.
You don't need to. Sure, I can see it, believe me. If a girl was going to make love to someone who could tell time, I'd be the one seeing that clock.
That's important, because what if she has an appointment to get to you after?
That's right.
Yeah.
5:44.
You know who I'm?
Mm-hmm. Or what if she turns 17 in a certain time? And you're standing there waiting.
11:59.
Anthony? Oh.
Well, it depends on what state.
Jersey.
You got rips in your pants, babe. Her legs are showing. That's a little salty.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just sometimes it gets a little bit hot because of you. And so I need a little airflow in my legs.
No,
of course.
Yeah.
You got to air it out.
You understand.
Yeah. You going to have kids?
Me? No. No.
Is that the first hiney you ever spanked?
No. Ah. I also got twerked on in college, if that counts.
Well, good for you.
Who twerked on you?
I don't know. Some stranger
nice
of the night.
You ever go to a strip club?
Yeah, I love strip clubs.
Oh, okay. So you get lap dances?
When I go, I don't really go that often, but yeah, if you ever want to go, Chip, I'm down.
Trust me, I'll take you. They flock to me. They pay me to give me dances. You know?
Oh, yeah, walk through.
Yeah.
Do you know what a walkthrough is? It's when rappers get paid to like go through clubs.
Just so that they're there.
Yeah.
So they're seen there.
Right, yeah.
Wait, they go walk, they don't stay?
Nope, they walk right through.
They leave?
Yep. Just so like wait. The fall.
Wait, so they fucking walk through, do they go back out the front? Because that makes the club look worse. Who is it? Oh, it's fucking, who's it?
Waka Flocka, on a walker.
Yeah, it's the guy, the hippity hop guy walking through and he left. He walked right back out. This place must have bugs.
Oh, maybe. I bet they never thought of that, Chip.
Or
I'm
they
glad
walk
you're
out
pointing
the back
out.
Door.
I would assume the back door.
I think they like going in the back
but
door.
But I also like going in the back door.
I know what you mean. How much do they get for a walkthrough?
Oh, it depends on how famous you are.
Who did a walkthrough? Give me an example, because I'll do one, but I want $25,000.
That's a good price. I think you could get that.
It's fair.
Yeah. So when they walk through, they run through? Or they go, don't look at me, look at me.
I bet no one thought of that. Maybe they could skip through.
Do they stop and have a drink?
Sometimes. I wish I was a rapper so I would know.
But they figure everybody will say, who's a Big Daddy Jeff or something. Like, oh, God. He was here. We should go back there and see if they're rapping or something.
We should.
All right, that makes sense.
Would you ever, do you have any rap bars? I want to see if you can freestyle, Chip.
You want to see if I could freestyle, Chip? Give me a subject.
Ooh. Thanksgiving.
Ooh, okay.
Thanksgiving.
You make little noises with your mouth. I don't know if you're from the North or South.
Can you do anything on Thanksgiving?
Sure I can. Tomorrow's going to be a fine day. Going to have some turkey. I got the day off. I don't have to work. Me and my friends are going to go outside. We're going to have a piece of pie and then go on a slide.
Zia, can you do a check down there? Because I think you might be wet. That almost got me wet. That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Was a blast. What?
Zach.
Compliment?
I mean, you're the best.
Ah, come on.
A generational talent.
Yes.
It only comes along once in a generation, a man like Lyle Chipperson.
I know.
Quiet, Zach's talking.
Lyle Delmar Chipperson, truly a pillar of our society.
A pillar?
Generation.
What, are you fucking tired or something? A pillar? What, do I fucking do pills or something?
Pillar, what do you hold up a building or something?
Ah, there you go. The actual meaning of pillar. That one got by me. Sorry, bae. Is this the last thing you're doing tonight?
Yeah, I'll probably go back home after this.
Did you work at all? You just came in for this?
No, I stay around here to post clips and get behind the scenes content.
You here every day?
Yes, sir.
Where you live?
Still King of Prussia, but I want to move up here.
Wait, you go there every day to King of Prussia?
No, I stay in an Airbnb for now, and then go back
home
on the
weekends.
How much
is
that? Oh.
Ah, come on, kid. You got to do- I don't have any cash.
Were you going to make it rain on him, Chip? It's nice of you.
Do one of them.
Make it rain. What is it, cloudy or something?
Yeah, what are we fucking, what are we fucking, Rainman?
What are we, horses or something?
Make it rain. What are we fucking,
what are we, the Jews?
Controlling the weather. Yeah, who are you fucking, Zach Kanye? Who are you fucking, Kyrie Irving, Zach?
Who else hates Jews?
How long is your commute, Mike?
Well, like I said, I stay up here during the week, and then I go back home on the weekend.
How much
so
is your Airbnb?
2 hours. Oh, usually they're like about like $70 a night or so.
Where are they?
I like Brooklyn.
So you got to pay for it?
Yeah.
They don't pay for your Airbnb?
Who?
Gas Digital.
No.
That's still cheaper than rent.
Yeah.
That's still way cheaper than rent. That's like $1,400 a month. You couldn't get anything in the city for that.
Well, that's not true, but...
Well...
Do you stay in nice neighborhoods?
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. Where do you stay, Lyle?
Right next to where they used to film Different Strokes.
Wow.
Park Avenue.
Are there lots of different folks
What
there?
Is this, Monopoly or something?
Fucking yeah, I'm looking out on Baltic, you know. Yeah, my fucking mom and God's on the way down there, you know. Fucking, what are you going to go to, Mediterranean? I don't think so, you know. fucking, Yeah, Park Place. I'm a fucking, you know, hey, don't Dave Venturi, you know.
Different strokes. What are you, am I better or something?
What are you fucking, tugging your pecker or something? A left and a right, a left and a right. I think I mixed my hands up.
What are you, ambidextrous or something?
No, no, I only have sex with one dextrous. Oh, the wheels have come off. The nut train is here and I'm
choo-choo.
Driving it. Crazy episode.
It's out of control.
Out of control. Fucking don't worry, folks. I'll
thank
just...
God you're so good at steering the ship.
Yeah. Very important to steer the ship.
Can't have a good program without it.
No, not at all. Always got to be a ship steerer.
He's been doing it since he was 18.
Yeah. That's right. Tugging my pecker. Uh-huh. Okay, I've been doing that since I'm 11, babe. Doesn't
ooh, late bloomer.
Fuck yeah. I was spitting on it when I was 7.
Good for you.
But I wouldn't know what to do. I would just dribble spit on it. Leave that mug. Ah. I like your fucking rainbow thing. Don't go to Qatar with that.
I won't. I'll be afraid.
Big trouble.
Get detained.
Yeah. They've been detaining people for LGBTQAI+.
I think Mike had my favorite Qatar joke I've ever
seen
on Twitter.
Oh, what was it?
Mike Rainey, it was Qatario Kart where Princess Peach gets pelted to death by bananas for driving. I loved it so much. I'm just laughing to myself now.
Qatar, what are you, strumming 8 strings or something?
I don't understand. Let's cut this out. What was the joke?
You can't hold on. I retweeted it. I'll say it again. I think it that was the same. It made me laugh so hard. Ugh. It was Mike Rainey that did it.
Oh, what is it? Fucking cloudy?
Qatario Kart. Princess Peach is pelted to death with banana peels for driving.
I don't think
hey,
Chip
I
is familiar with
so.
The subject matter of Mario Kart.
I think I need to explain Mario Kart to Chip. Have you played Mario Kart ever
Many
before?
Times.
Oh, okay.
Have you beat Rainbow Road?
What's that?
No. That's also not
definitely not something they would have in Qatar.
Oh, good. That's probably why I didn't recognize it. But why'd she get beat to death with bananas?
Because they don't let women drive there. You ever seen the banana peels in Mario Kart?
If I was going to visit there, I would go alone. I like a Qatar solo.
All right, here we go. The Qatar stuff's going to come out. Fucking
What pants would you wear there? Qatar-deroys?
Hey, you're being fucking Qatar-ed. Hey, cat tar, what are you paving the driveway with cats?
Oh no.
What,
I'm glad you
Qatar,
had that.
What are you serving food on a tray or something?
Qataring hall?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that took me a second.
Wait, what was the joke?
So, what are you serving food on a tray or something? Qatar. You know, like, Aramark.
That's this week's promo.
There we go, baby.
That was a good one. That's promo number one, and promo number two was your gem. Poor Mike Rainey tells a good joke.
I ruined it.
You spurled it. You destroyed the man's reputation. Fucking Mike Rainey's working really hard. Everyone's wearing umbrellas around him, you know. God damn.
After this, he's just going to be Mike Overcast.
Yeah, fucking Mike Gloomy Gus or something. He's going to be mad as a mug.
Oh, God.
God, you butchered it. I didn't understand it, though. Take my hat off, babe. My head's itchy.
Oh, I got you. You got to scratch it? Okay.
Hat back on. Okay. Yeah, my lady. That was nice.
That was
think
good.
Mike Rainey's going to be angry?
No, he'll understand. He'll be happy that he's getting promo for his book, On Perks.
Oh, that's right. On Perks is this book. I haven't read it. Is it about being on Percocets?
Yep, it's about being on Percocets and his reaction to his Facebook statuses from when he was addicted to them.
Oh, does he have some good ones?
They're very funny. Yeah, he's a real emotional douche.
Oh, no.
Very emotional over many things.
One time I did that.
What were you emotional over?
I saw a child crying, and I understood. I go, the world is very sad.
You told that to the kid?
I said, yes. You're examining your own mortality.
Why were they crying? Did you find out?
They had fingernails on their scalp.
No.
Uncle Paul was behind them.
No. That's not nice.
Sorry.
I didn't know why he was crying. I knew the mother picked him up out of the stroller and put a breast in his mouth.
Oh, that kind of child. That might be a baby. I think that's like
But I was philosophizing with him.
I'm sure he understood.
He did.
Yeah. He gave you a knowing look.
Yeah. He could have like, like he was trying to grab what I was throwing out there. You want any kids?
No, but what I was going to say was...
you got it. Floor's yours.
On Perks, what was he, drinking coffee or something?
Yeah, they should have called that book Abaka Basanga finally, you know.
What is it, my dick or something?
On Perks.
All perked up?
Yeah, what are you, the fucking coffee place from Friends?
That was good.
Thanks, bae.
Yeah, I like that
I've walked by that store.
Have you? Is it? They actually have one here in the city?
No, they're doing a display.
It's like a pop-up.
A pop-up.
Something he couldn't do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're pecking. They were pushing the little bag, and it just kind of laid there. Yeah. You cut?
Am I cut?
Unclipped?
I mean...
I'm half and half.
I like to cut clips. Fade?
No, the right half is circumcised, but apparently the guy's phone rang. So the left half has a lot of skin on it.
So he just answered the phone and left?
He had a heart attack.
Okay.
He answered the phone, had a heart attack.
And then he died?
Bad infection, yeah.
Oh, no.
I never got it finished.
Do you ever think about going back to get it finished?
Nah, I'm busy.
Is one side more sensitive than the other side? I've always wanted to know.
Yeah, once they smell different, too.
Oh, boy. What do they smell like, Chip? What do the sides smell like?
One smells like, do you ever smell like a wound?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's like a wet flu smell.
I didn't know flu had a smell.
Yeah. You ever talk to someone and they got flu breath?
Yeah.
Actually,
what are they,
yes.
A bird or something?
Yeah, fucking F-L-E-W. This kid is good. When's the last time you talked to someone with flu breath?
He was a chimney sweep.
Oh, he wasn't a pilot, you know. But last time we talked to someone with fucking flu breath.
I guess maybe last time Nick got sick.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a nice flu breath.
It's
Is it weird that
worst.
I kind of like it?
No, you don't.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Being sick and having sex turns me on. I don't know why.
Does it really?
Yes. Well, then I have a friend for you.
Yeah, fucking me too. He's got AIDS.
I don't know if that's the sick.
Wait,
but, you know.
Like someone with flu balls?
Yeah. I like when I'm sick, I get turned on. I don't know. Fevers. Something about a fever.
Yeah. You like it when you're all ill?
Yeah.
Coughing?
No coughing. Well, that can be fun sometimes. You know. Cough when they're inside. Get a little extra pressure on there.
Did he just slip it in when he had the flu?
No, I just like to make things happen.
I will say, sometimes when you're, like, sick and you get that, like, fatigue feeling where you're, like, sore in your body, it's kind of like, oh, hello, my body parts are there.
Yeah, you know, skin feels sensitive, and then when you get touched, you're like, oh, that hurts, but it feels good. I don't know. I like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Thank you. All right, I'm not alone in
sex.
This.
No way. I don't want to be touched. I was ill recently.
What happened, Chip?
I was feeling a little bit of body aches.
What'd you do? What was it? Was it the vid?
I don't know.
You didn't get tested?
Oh, no, it wasn't COVID.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't get tested, but stupid Norton's like, I better see my parents. Fucking pussy boy.
Oh, he's thinking about his parents.
Yeah,
so what? He doesn't want them to die.
So what? No, he just doesn't want to fucking be the cause of their death.
Oh, I see. He doesn't want the guilt.
Yeah, because he thought of it, so he's got to get tested.
Okay.
He didn't have it, neither do I. I wouldn't care if I did. I'd still be here today.
Appreciate it.
You had COVID before?
Yeah, I had it. It sucked.
It was bad?
Yeah.
How long you have it?
About a week and a half.
Were you coughing?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
A man of my carriage did not handle it well.
Man of your carriage? What are you, a fucking...
A horse or something? A baby?
No.
Under?
Cell phone plan?
Under, yeah. Cell phone plan. So you're saying that you had 9 of 10 comorbidities?
Yeah, it wasn't good. I was an ill boy.
Were you shitting?
You know, I feel like everyone that got COVID shit their pants, and that's the one thing nobody talks about, because then I ask people, hey, how bad was your COVID? They're like, bad. Did you shit your pants? Almost everybody says yes.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You shit?
I shit my pants in bed, 10 feet from the bathroom.
You
really thought
get
I was
up?
Sneaking a fart.
Oh, I've done that before.
Been there.
Ah, it's so warm down the back of your leg, you don't think nothing of it for a couple hours because it feels good.
When do you start thinking about it, Chip?
When it gets cold and a dog starts nipping at the back of your trousers.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It gets cold. It has a rust odor.
Oh, God.
And then a dog will come up and nip at the back of your trousers.
Oh.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I've had that happen. So wait, you sharted.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you, when you sharted now, did you get right up and change it?
Yeah.
Did you shower?
Oh, yeah. I actually, I did the thing where you squat in the tub and kind of like cup water because I felt like it was in on the back of the bottom of my thighs.
Why yeah. did you just shower?
I did that too. I did that in the shower.
Oh, I see.
I got a lot of area to cover. Sometimes I got to be creative.
Oh, I understand. You ever watch those shows where they got somebody helping them take a bath?
Yeah, that's the fear.
I like the
yeah.
ones where they take them out back and just hose them.
Well, yeah, like an elephant.
Is that your biggest fear?
Oh, yeah. We got to stop where we are.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Before we can't reach certain areas anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to start looking at scrub brushes going, that's what I want for Christmas. Yeah. It's got a long handle.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Yeah. Trying something?
Yeah, I'm seeing a physical therapist who has me on a like walking and stairs.
Oh, oh! I guess you're gonna do impressions. Oh,
that one was spot on.
Walking,
I got it.
Oh, wow. This is a joke. You got it. You know. Oh, so what? They got you walking on stairs?
Yeah, you got me doing stairs. Walking.
I do a lot
day.
Of steps. How many you do?
I try to do 3 or 4 sets of stairs.
Man, I do 7, 8.
Do they have a certain number of steps that you're gonna get? Or that they want you to get?
He wants me to just go up and down the stairs like 3 or 4 times a day.
Do they have like a diet plan or anything for you? Or
we're working on a little right. something, yeah, because nice. I hurt my back really bad.
What happened?
I threw it out.
No, you need it.
Yeah. It's hereditary.
You get it?
Yo, yeah. Yeah. Both my parents have bad hurt their backs as well around my age.
Oh.
So that kind of fucked me up. I was doing better and it just, you know, it was hard to move around for a while.
No, I understand.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah. You know what you ought to do?
Go ahead.
Run 8-9 miles a day, and I eat like fucking 220 calories. Do that for 6 months. That's what I did.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah,
they do it in Ethiopia all the time.
Yep, I ate like a couple of almonds. My dinner was 3 almonds, but it was delish.
You know who else does that?
Frank?
Not Bobby Kelly.
Frank.
No. No, Bob had the fucking lap-a-band.
Yeah, Bobby Kelly cheated. He fucking poop soup now.
Yeah. Yeah, it fucking sounds like a little stew being dumped in the toilet. Oh, I'm going to have a garbanzo bean and call it a night. Fucking peck a kisser. Fucking old little tanner change purse belly Kelly. Why is Bob taking his shit? Oh, he ate 2 goldfish tails. He's stuffed.
Goldfish tails. What is that? A story a fish tells or something?
You almost had it.
Yeah.
No, he had it. That's perfect.
like
not a promotion.
This kid's on fire.
Well, preferably. You come back anytime you want.
On fire, though, right?
No!
Okay. Charred and grilled.
Yeah. You ever eat cookies?
I do enjoy a cookie every now and
then. I like a nice cookie. What's your favorite flavor? Are you going to do good tomorrow, or is tomorrow going to be a cheat day?
Tomorrow we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. I'm going to go nuts tomorrow. Eat a piece of pumpkin pie. Which favorite kind of pie?
Pecan.
What's that?
Pecan.
Oh, yeah, pecan. I don't like saying pecan.
You don't like saying pecan?
Nah,
pecan. I had a teacher from
Me Georgia. Too. God, thank God for them. They don't get the credit they deserve.
I had a teacher from Georgia.
Hand for the teachers.
You're supposed to say pecan because down south, a pecan is something that you pee in. Pecan is a nut. So now it's stuck in my head to say pecan.
Oh, she said a pecan is a nut. You should have said it. A nut is somebody that walks into a store and opens fire. And then she would have went, all right, points at, you know.
A nut, something I can't do.
Hey.
That's right. That's right. When's the last time you tugged your pecker?
Last night.
Here's the problem. You're too addicted to yourself. Keep your hands off your pecker for a little while. Stop tugging it to pornographic films and let your pecker reset. And then you'll feel the luscious lips of a young lady and your pecker will respond.
Well, let me ask Zia something.
Go ahead, ask you. Zia, he's got a question for you. Let me set the stage.
Yes, please. He's the best at setups, by the way. I just have to put that aside in there. I've been told, girls have told me that they can tell when a guy is backed up, as it was, because they start acting different, like too horny, too thirsty. Notice that at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right.
Why not, babe?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, I was just giving an example.
Oh, okay.
That's what thirsty looks like. Gotta be casual.
That was good. Yeah, that was very casual, Chip. I wouldn't have known.
And go, hey, babe. Yeah, they could always tell you too eager.
Thirsty, what is it, the day after Wednesday or something?
Just so I wanted to hate him.
It's great.
Fucking kid, it's a home run. Fucking thirsty. I never would have seen that. Oh, what a fun one this was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of energy.
Yep. Thank you for the advice, Zia.
You're welcome.
If she was single, would you?
Why not?
All right.
I already fed you grapes. We're halfway there.
You fed me grapes and marshmallows. I feel like that's a little over halfway.
You ever tug your pecker thinking about Zia?
Oh.
No.
Lying. Swallowed before you.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Oh, half bad.
What about you, Lyle?
Yep.
Yep. Really, Chip?
In the Uber on the way over. I was like, oh, God, I can't wait to see what she's wearing.
What did your passenger think?
Yeah, I was driving the Uber. What are you promoting?
December 15th, I'll be at the...
Oh, yeah. Let's promote days of the month. Fuck yeah. I'm promoting January 11th. I almost said the 6th in honor of Anthony.
I'll be at the ECW Arena in Philadelphia with Ryan Shaner and LaMare Lee. Come on out.
LaMare, what a fine facial cream it is. What are you promoting?
I have a Gas Digital wrap-up show on the Gas Digital YouTube page.
How many of these clips are you going to play? Probably a lot of them.
Gas Digital exclusive. Yeah, all of them.
Well, this show's not on gas, so you're going to have to pony up some...
Yeah, fucking a little bit of cake for the trip.
Oh, wow.
We start using this one willy-nilly.
By the way, Clip, what am I, holding back my hair or something?
Fucking wait. Willy-nilly? Who is a guy named Willy-nilly? What is he, Willie Nelson's chum?
Speaking of hair, can I finish my plugs, please?
Oh, yeah.
So Gas Digital Now is a Gas Digital wrap-up show on the Gas Digital YouTube page. I said Gas Digital a lot. But it's a Gas Digital exclusive. I also do a Best of the Week there where it's all the Gas Digital shows in a Best of the Week compilation. That Blind Mike on Instagram. And, check out Zach, too. He's so funny. He's in a lot of my compilations.
But I'm not on Gas Digital. If I was, I would steal the show.
Your friend Doug Bell was on Aaron's Berg show, which is on the network.
That's right, and it was a hit for Aaron.
It was.
Yeah, Doug wanted some fucking Muldoons.
Did Aaron give it to him?
No.
Yeah.
Doug kept texting him, hey, how about a few cannolis?
I mean, cannolis are delicious.
He didn't mean that.
Oh, he meant money.
Muldoons.
Well, I mean, he should have done it as a friend.
What are you plugging, babe?
Zealand everywhere. Just Xialand. Find me all over the place. There's stuff.
Here's how we ought to end this. We'll count down, and then we should all gobble. Don't say it. What are you going to say?
Nothing, Chip.
It's got to be said. What are we going to say?
Nothing, Chip.
Better. Good having you.
Thank you, Chip.
Always a delight.
You're my best friend.
You're my friendship.
This reminds me of driving Miss Daisy. You're the best friend I ever had, Miss Daisy.
I hope we can go to a strip club together someday.
Fuck yeah, we can. Believe me, they pay me to come in. You ever hear of a walkthrough?
Now I have. Thanks to you.
All right, listen. Pick a number.
Six.
Six, five, four, three, two, one. Chippy Kaye for the mucker and happy
gobble on peckers.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Let's go! Skip has a fucking podcast. Skip has a fucking podcast. Skip has a